You're listening to DraftKings Network.
Everyone is talking about magnesium. It's all you hear about. But why? What do we know about magnesium? Well, magnesium is the number one mineral that 75% of Americans are deficient in. If you are a woman over 35, magnesium will help you rediscover balance, energy, and vitality. Magnesium supports more than 300 enzymatic reactions in your body, including those involved in hormonal balance. From functional medicine doctors to mental well-being and female hormone experts, we all know that magnesium is the one mineral to improve all aspects of well-being and health. But which one? Magnesium Breakthrough from Bioptimizers. The trusted choice recommended by leading experts with 7 best-absorbed forms of magnesium to ensure your body receives the support it needs for overall well-being. Go to bioptimizers.com/balance today and use code BALANCE10 for 10% off. Support your journey to wellness at bioptimizers.com/balance. Magnesium Breakthrough from Bioptimizers, your foundation to optimal health and vitality.
I'm surprised by that take.
I'm not trying to be funny.
I think he's more charismatic. He's not as charismatic as some other stars that we have I've seen, he was pretty charismatic.
I think you guys are confusing a character with charismatic. Shaq was a character.
I'm well aware of what charisma is, and I was of an age where I got to experience with good memory 80% of Michael Jordan's run, and he wasn't super charismatic.
He was incredibly charismatic, man.
This is not a knock on his game. Hey, you can be a Jordan guy. I think
this is a poll. Let's put it out on the poll.
Was Michael Jordan charismatic?
And also, are you 40 and older? Because I feel like
I'm about to be 39, we're right there.
I only saw Wizards, Mike.
Yeah, that would be the rare serious poll.
Yeah, man. I was born in 1995.
What is surprising about that, Roy?
What do you? I'm turning 40. That's why I surprised.
I only saw Wizards
Mike too.
Yeah.
What do you want from us?
You only saw Wizards Mike, Tony?
Yeah.
Wow. So you guys don't really know what it felt like.
That's why The Last Dance was so great.
Dude, I'm telling you, there's nothing I can compare to the absolute. That's why it's when people ask me, who's better, LeBron or Mike? And I'm like, the cerebral Amin says, you can't do this. Eras are different and guys are different. And Mike was great in his way and LeBron's great in his way and great players are great players and all that stuff. And then I say, hey, for every argument you make for Michael Jordan, I could make an argument for LeBron James with the longevity, the greatness, and winning with 3 different franchises, all these things. But the thing that, if gun to my head, is you got to pick one, makes me say Michael Jordan is, no one ever felt the fear. When Michael Jordan stepped on the court, you could have the best team ever. You'd be like, okay, how?
Right. No one disagrees with what you're saying.
But now we're talking basketball. We're not talking hoops.
We moved on.
Everyone knows he's captured everybody's imagination and totally revolutionized how you can be marketable. But also, he was very marketable. The proof is in the pudding, as I said. But he's not this super charismatic dude.
He absolutely is. Every time he talks, people stop and listen and are drawn to him.
That's not charisma.
That is charisma.
I don't think you know the definition of charisma.
What's charisma? Clear out for Chris.
No,
what's charisma?
I would. It's just personality. You hear him talking, you're like, oh man, this guy could be a ho. He could MC an event. This guy, I don't know.
He has a presence.
Travis Kelce has charisma.
Compelling attractiveness or charm that can inspire devotion in others.
That's Michael Jordan.
No, he doesn't.
His play did that.
No, he didn't have. He can certainly inspire others with his play, but no.
Devotion?
I think you're conflating a presence with charisma. Yeah. People will hang on every word because Michael Jordan is the greatest to ever do it. He has a presence, but it's not because he's charismatic or a good talker. It's not.
You think he's a bad talker?
I think he's an okay. I think he's an okay talker.
Yeah, I think we need to.
I don't think he's a Michael Jordan of talking.
We need to agree that his aura was based on his talent on the court. It was not based on his personality.
Regardless of, hold on.
No one's agreeing with you.
I'm not saying that.
Ric Flair is charisma. No, Stephen A. Smith is charisma. No, I know.
All
I'm going on one end.
Characters.
Fair enough. Let me try to find someone.
Give me someone who is mildly.
Do you think Wayne Gretzky is charismatic?
No.
Okay, but not much of a difference there.
No, no, no. Huge difference. Huge difference.
Like, Gretzky's on TNT because he's Wayne Gretzky. If Jordan wanted a TV job, he'd get it because he's Jordan.
Magic Johnson was charismatic.
Charismatic, yes. Yes. But he's also like character. But he's over the top character. Magic!
Like, so you're just anybody with an ounce of charisma now is over the top?
So I'll give you an example of someone who isn't, right? Derek Jeter.
Yeah.
That's
Who did he learn from? But the guy is on the Jordan brand. He idolized Jordan.
I'll give you another guy who's not an over the top character who is charismatic. Kobe Bryant.
Again, he patterned his entire deal after Michael Jordan.
What do you think they're patterning after? Another charismatic guy.
No,
why are we screaming?
Kobe, no, wait, hold on.
Kobe, until like his mid-30s did Kobe tap into finally something that truly connected with folks, because he kept getting accused of just ripping off Michael's say-nothing style.
Muhammad Ali.
Charisma.
Character.
That's charisma.
That's
character. Are you kidding me?
He's a character.
Come on, man. They do his rhyming and stuff.
Selling fights.
Yeah.
That's charisma.
But he's on you when he's talking on a microphone, you're intrigued. So I mean,
you have charisma. You don't know when
I'm a character.
You're a character now.
I'm always a character.
No, but we're on air.
How
That's
much
different.
Of my life is bits as
Barkley?
Yes,
Barkley have charisma.
But if I come up to you in real life, you can hold a conversation. You have charisma. People are drawn to you. People are drawn to Michael Jordan because he's excellent.
So you think if Michael Jordan
If Michael Jordan sold insurance, he would struggle selling insurance because he's not super charismatic.
No, I don't believe that.
And I say this knowing that he sold the more shoes than anybody.
I think now I got Michael Jordan on the brain.
We're talking about him.
Look, he went his entire career being actively uncharismatic. He was never interested in revealing his personality.
That has nothing to do with charisma.
I think that what Amin's talking about is, like, if you go to a post-game press conference, right, everybody, and not just because he was dominant, but he said interesting things at that time. I mean, and look, I only saw Wizards Jordan. But if you go to a press conference and there's someone who is captivating as a
good quote
after the game.
Dude,
yeah, because there's a difference between there are guys that go up there and talk and you are literally bored to tears by their answers.
Michael Jordan was one of them. Is it like Joey Votto's got charisma?
Yes. Yeah, he does.
Again,
Ahmad Rashad has charisma.
Ahmad Rashad has charisma.
Yeah, Joey Votto,
main man. O.J. Simpson, famously charismatic.
You guys might as well just say Kermit the Frog.
He was the star of the Muppets.
Cam Newton?
Charisma.
Originally, like before now Piggy? He's a character. Because now he's a character. But when he was like
Baker Mayfield, charisma.
You think Baker Mayfield has more charisma than Michael Jordan?
Yeah.
It was a good show. I mean, no one agrees with Amin. So
no
I feel
one.
Good about
he
this.
Just walked off.
I'm like trying to help him. But I can't even do it.
Those progressive commercials, which he should get back, by the way, were great.
Yeah. And the Hulu Live.